Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're just talking about some of these things that are being exposed about Hamas, and we're showing it. We're showing rocket launchers where children play. We're showing where children are touching these rocket launchers. You think, man, this is just awful.
Yeah.
You know, awful. And then we're also showing where these rocket launchers have been placed not too far away from where the UN has their flag, you know, flying high. Because Israel has been doing such a good job with this Iron Dome, and what a tremendous blessing this has been. You know, oftentimes you hear about Iron Dome and you wonder, what exactly is this Iron Dome? How does this work? And how is it intercepting rockets? Well, we have something that we want you to see, because this is a remarkable technology. It kind of shows you how it works, what they're able to do, and how it protects a huge, you know, coverage area where people will be potentially hurt. Listen, one of the reasons why we haven't lost so many people in Israel is because of the Iron Dome. Mm-hmm. They've been able to you know, shoot down and take down a lot of these rockets that are being fired into Israel. Obviously, you know, they can't, it's not 100%, but it does wipe out quite a bit. We're grateful that Israel has it, and we're grateful that the United States government and Congress and the president, you know, they wrote a check, $225 million, to make sure that Israel has that protection.
Wow, awesome.
You know, to me, that's insignificant peanuts to be able to take care of that. And also, it's about $45,000 for every time one of those rockets are fired from the Iron Dome. About $45,000.
Wow.
So I want you to see this so you can see firsthand and kind of get a perspective as to the technology that's actually designed and invented in Israel and what they're able to do to defend themselves. Watch this.
Short and medium range rocket and artillery attacks are a lethal menace. They endanger the lives of hundreds of thousands of civilians and inflict heavy damages to property. They are becoming a strategic threat. With a wave of its innovative wand, Rafael has developed a first-of-its-kind counter-rocket artillery mortar CRAM system with pinpoint accuracy interceptors against asymmetric threats, Iron Dome. In an unprecedented short time, Rafael has met the challenge, offering an innovative CRAM system which has successfully passed a series of challenging tests against a wide variety of threats, proving its outstanding effectiveness. The system includes a Battle Management and Control Unit, BMC, Detection and Tracking Radar, and launchers, each equipped with 20 lethal interceptors. The system is mobile, deployment is rapid, and maintenance is simple and user-friendly. A single launcher protects the area of a medium-sized city or strategic installations. The system can protect stationary or mobile forces against short and medium-range threats. The radar detects and tracks the threat. The data is transferred to the BMC and to the launcher, and from launcher to interceptor. The interceptor seeker achieves very accurate end-game homing. Fully linked to other command and control systems in the arena, Iron Dome exchanges data with other sensors to maximize its combat efficiency and avoid fratricide. The system estimates the track threat's points of impact and selects to intercept only those that will fall in the protected area. This prevents unnecessary launches against non-threatening targets and makes Iron Dome a very cost-effective system. The innovative system has proven its capability to detect and home in on small targets flying at high speed and over a large area, even in severe weather conditions. Iron Dome operates automatically, day and night. The system intercepts all short and medium range threats and destroys them safely outside the protected area. The detonation of the Revolutionary Interceptor warhead is precisely timed to ensure destruction of the incoming threat's warhead. At an unprecedented pace, Rafael has developed the first of its kind and only operational system in the world for the interception of a wide range of short and medium range rocket and artillery threats. Iron Dome is a very cost-effective system, selecting out of multiple threats and concentrated salvos only those threats that endanger the protected area. Groundbreaking technological innovation to eliminate the threat of rockets and artillery, and to provide civilians and armed forces with the security they need and deserve. Iron Dome.
Amazing.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
That was pretty intense.
That was awesome. We will make sure that we make that related for you in the torch. You got to see this, but it's amazing. This technology is absolutely amazing, and we're grateful for it. You know, Pastor Danny, he was talking at the I Stand for Israel night there at his church. He's a city director for CUFI, Christians United for Israel. And he had just returned from a trip, and he had the opportunity to speak with one of the top lieutenants who was over the Iron Dome, 23 years old, and amazing, yeah. And she told him, one of the questions that they had, the pastors there, was, well, what happens, because they toured the Iron Dome, what happens if, you know, the Iron Dome misses? What happens if it doesn't, you know, catch the missile? She says, well, then we trust in the greater Iron Dome.
Amen.
Oh, and that's the hand of God.
Wow.
And that's who we trust in. And it was just amazing. He said on his trip that Israel has never been, this is what he had heard while he was in the land, that Israel has never been more united than it is today, right now. Wow. And that's just a wonderful thing. We stand united today with Israel, and we want to encourage you to do the same. We want to encourage you to support organizations, ministries, groups, VFN TV, those that are they're keeping the focus on Israel and how we need to stand with them. You can do that. We have a list of resources and links available for you on VFNTV.com. But do something. Be a part, because it may not be popular in the future to stand with Israel, but no matter what, you want to be one that says, hey, listen, let it be known now and in all eternity that in this moment in my life, I stood with Israel when Israel needed me.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.